Susan Howell has been on the job for a few months now, but she's been in Southeast about 8 years. She says the Tongass National Forest is a major economic resource for the region. Tourism, recreation, timber, and mining are among the economic opportunities the forest supports.
The Tongass contains the nation's largest silver producers at approximately 2,400 tons of ore per day. And I think you probably know the two mines up around Juneau are Greens Creek and Kensington.
Howell talked about the recent Tongass Land Management Plan amendment that calls for a transition from old growth to primarily young growth timber harvest. She says right now, Forest Service crews are conducting an inventory of young growth stands to see how much and where that logging can take place.
You know, when we did the forest plan amendment, we used models. This is actually on the ground, you know, looking at things on the ground site specifically. So the information that's going to come out of this young growth inventory is going to be used by us and our stakeholders to support, you know, decision making as we move forward.
Howell went through some of the different ranger districts on the Tongass to talk about what's happening for each. On Prince of Wales, she says they're assessing the forest to develop recommendations for the agency.
The purpose of that project is to improve forest ecosystem health on the two ranger districts, Craig and Thorne Bay over there, and to help, you know, support community resiliency, provide economic development through an integrated approach to meet multiple resource objectives.
The Petersburg Ranger District is working through the TRAILS program, training rural Alaska young leaders and students in CAKE.
So about 8 to 10 kids, youth, get hands-on experience in trail construction, inventory, and planning. And it also includes activities that, you know, hopefully it sticks with them, and maybe they'll choose that as a career path one day.
In Wrangell, Howell says the Ranger District continues work on improving the Annan Wildlife Observatory site, and in Yakutat, the Forest Service is monitoring and protecting the Sitook River, which is a popular subsistence and commercial fishing area. In Sitka, Howell says the Ranger District has been working on plans for the Catlin Bay area. She says the state is funding a new 9-mile road with a bridge that will end about 4 miles east of the estuary, close to tribal and Forest Service lands. Howell says the road project will change the character of the watershed.
The Sitka Ranger District held open house meetings to identify other opportunities, you know, for recreation, restoration, and enhancement. The district is working with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and Shiataka biologists. So improving forest and stream conditions in and around the watershed. And that will help indirectly provide jobs in the Sitka area.
And in Ketchikan, Howell says every day seems to bring something new across her desk. One item of interest is an ongoing environmental analysis for the first young growth timber sale on the Tongass, planned for an approximately 170-acre site on Gravina Island.
It'll be a small young growth sale, but it shows that commitment that we made in our forest plan amendment that we said we would, you know, slowly transition to young growth.
That site is next to state land that's also programmed for logging. Howell says the Ketchikan Misty Fjords Ranger District also is working on repairs to some shelters and cabins, and an AmeriCorps crew is conducting trail maintenance. Not surprisingly, considering Ketchikan's roots as a timber town, many of the questions following Howell's presentation focused on logging. Dick Coos is a retired district ranger and a current Ketchikan City Council member. He asked how much the federal government will have to subsidize the Gravina Island young growth sale to make it economically viable. Howell didn't have any numbers and says that will be part of the environmental assessment. But she says the roads that the state is going to build for its neighboring timber sale will help make that federal sale more profitable. Owen Graham of the Alaska Forest Association also was in the audience on the other side of the room and added that if the trees are old enough, it might be worth it.
If it's really young, then it doesn't make sense to cut it. You know, I don't know whether to support it or not. I want to have a sale up there so that the loggers that live here in Ketchikan can have some work.
Coos also asked about the status of the Shelter Cove Road, which is a state project that crosses federal and tribal land. Howell says construction is underway on that project, which will open up logging and recreational opportunities. Shelter Cove Road will link to the existing Revilla Road. Howell told the chamber audience that she's interested in forming a group of Ketchikan residents, and particularly the business community, to help the Forest Service with future planning in the district. Audience members were receptive, and Chamber Executive Director Bill Swift said it will be brought to the board. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.